Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Vredestein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside. Second hour of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Oh!
You.
And, you know, tonight's a weird night for me, Harm. Today's been a weird day. Well, because the Mets got killed. No, that's just Wednesday.
Well, but you got to watch the glory of the 86 Mets part, like, 18
that's true.
Or something.
Yeah, I know. Daryl Strawberry with an iPad. And I took that personally. So I struck out three times and got pulled from Game 6 of the
World
Series.
When those guys started writing about what I was doing in the clubs, I took that personally.
I really want to see Strawberry with the iPad laughing. And seeing what, like, Calvin Schiraldi is saying. He's just scrolling through. I really want to see that.
You got Calvin Schiraldi into the show. Nicely done.
I did. It was nice. Yes, I believe what tonight is part 19 of Once Upon a Time in Queens. Right, 48 part miniseries. It goes every week of the 86 season. It covers the Mets. I think that's what happens.
I think you'd still have a better rating than a lot of other stuff that's out there. People love their content.
Probably so. Probably
there's
so.
A special on every player who either pitched to it one batter or played at least one game for the Mets that year, and all the coaches and managers. Come on, you could drag this out forever.
No, sure. Here's a 30 for 30 on Tim Tuffle. All
right. And here's a bunch of fans reacting to the years since.
Kevin
New Jersey
Elster.
Traffic is the worst.
Kevin Elster or Danny Heap, who was the more reliable and unreplaceable benchman on that team? Phone number is 877-99.
Wow. A Kevin Elster reference now. We're just winning.
But today's a weird day because, look, it was counting down a little because I got reminded of this, like I get reminded of many things on Facebook. And today is the 10th anniversary of my last show on All Night on ESPN Radio. Before I went out on this great journey the last 10 years that brought me to NFL Network and to DirecTV and to you here at Fox for the last 7.5 years. So you're going on 8 now. And it's been a weird day because I spent a lot of time thinking about things from the final show and things that happened, being reminded of things and, you know, people saying things on social media. It's been a really, really weird day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's certain things that come to mind, and there's certain great memories, and there's certain tough memories, and certain memories that I can smile at that are kind of sad. And, you know, and one of the things that I keep thinking about today was, because we just had his birthday, the late Beano Cook. His birthday is on September 1st. And, you know, for my last show, I just wanted to talk for, you know, 4 hours. That's what I was going to do. That was going to be it. And I was going to say, you know what, even if big time sports were going on, I didn't care. It was my last show. That was it. And nothing happened that night. I mean, it was crazy. I think the only thing that happened was it was a Thursday night, and LSU, who was ranked like ninth, won a game like 31-7. Right. There was, I was like, you know what, this show can be all about the last 6-7 years with everybody. And there's so many memories that I still have about that day that are kind of my memories that mm-hmm. it's like, okay, this is mine. But there's certain things that are for so many people. And I just keep remembering when we called Beano Cook to have him on Thursday night. Normally he would come on Monday night during college football. And I say, Beano, I need you to come on Thursday night with me this week. Well, okay, I'll stay up late for you. You know what I'm watching is that new Hawaii 5-0. So I'll watch that and then come on. Great, Beano, great. And, you know, Beano was on with me every Monday night, you know, during the football season for, you know, for 5-6 years. And he comes on, and I tell him, because I wasn't allowed to say anything, that I was leaving until Thursday because I was going to NFL Network.
Sure.
And which I had 3 years there that was great. It was also not so great, but I'm glad I did it because I wanted to do it and do something different. And Beano comes on, and I tell him, I say, hey, I can tell you this is my last show. This is my last night, and I'm sorry. I wanted to have you on talk and do a thing. And he said to me, oh, boy, well, do you even have time for me? And I said, why? And he said, you must have some kind of murderer's row lined up for tonight. And I said, like, what do you mean? He goes, you probably have Davey Johnson and Dwight Gooden and probably Joe Namath. Like, you think, you know, all these people, right? So it made me think of the Once Upon a Time in Queens. And I said to him, Beano, you're the only guest I have on tonight. You're the only guy I want to talk to. And Beano, who, you know, this is a guy that always liked to talk like you and I do. And he stopped for like 3 seconds and he said, well, I better be good then, huh? I better give you something.
Yeah, that sounds like Beano.
He was the best. I mean, look, I had Mel Kiper on the night before because those are the two people I really wanted to have on. Like, the conversations Mel Kiper and I would have off the air would go for like 45 minutes. And we'd talk about Big East football and the NFL and all these different things. And Mel was the best. But I had him on Wednesday because that's his night to come on. And I said, who do I want this week? These are the two people I want. And I had so many great guests, so many fun times. But sure. I wanted Mel on Wednesday and Beano on Thursday. And then, you know, Beano came on and he was, you know, very thankful. And, you know, you couldn't text Beano. You couldn't call him or anything. You had to call Beano. We picked up his rotary phone and he would talk. That's how it is. And, you know, I think back about that and I think that was the last time that I talked to him because it was about a year or so later that he passed away. And, you know, it's one of those things where, oh, I should check in with Beano and see how he's doing. But because I was used to talking to him every Monday,
right,
you know, for a long time. And I remember he always said, I'm never, you know, and I would always think about it in the off season because he would always say, I'm not worried about myself during the football season because I got to find out who makes it to number one. Right. Like I'm always worried about the offseason. And unfortunately, you know, he passed during the season. And I'll remember the phone call I got when I was at NFL Network and my producer, Allie Bronson, called and said, Jason, it's Allie. I go, Allie, what's going on? I hadn't talked to her in like, you know, probably like 3 or 4 months. We would talk once in a while. I go, what's going on? She goes, Beano died. And I was like, oh, wow. It was one of those moments where I'm glad I was sitting down because my head just started to kind of spin a little bit that I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. She goes, I'm sorry. I wanted to call and tell you. Allie's the best. Oh, my God. She's the best. And it was really difficult. And I think about that and you think about, oh, man, I wish I had talked to him a couple of more times and all the times have gone on. But, you know, certain things happen. Time gets away from you and all of this. And, I think back to that. But, you know, mainly now that, I'm here, I think back to all those nights he would come on and say crazy ass stuff. And he knew the final scores of football games from like 1965. Yeah. Beano, what was the final score of the 1968 98 Cotton Bowl. That was Texas 12, SMU 7. It was a big, you know, and he did stuff like that. But I always remember, you know, that last night of shows, like, yeah, I see, not that I'm comparing it, but you always want, hey, who are the last people on the shows, like when Conan does his last show or Letterman sure. or that, all these people. And I just think back, you know, yeah, Bino was the only guy I wanted on. He was the only guy I wanted on, and I was so glad to have him come on. And I think he was really happy to come on because he was one of those guys that just – he was happy to come on and be able to talk sports on the air because it's what he did his whole life, and he was such a fun guy. And, I you know, it was finding the way to bring out the best visits with Bino. And, you know, that – I mean, I think about that. When I think about that last show, you know, I have it saved on audio files. I've never listened to it yet. Probably at some point, you know, and later in my life I'll mm-hmm. do it, knock wood. But I always think back to that interview with Bino and telling him that. I always remember that pause when he said, I best I got to give you something good then. Yeah, Bino, you've been giving me good stuff for like 5 or 6 years, man. It's all good, buddy. It's all good.
I don't know if he was live or if it was a replay of tape, but when I would come in, and I've been doing Sunday mornings here at Fox Sports Radio for a very long time now, and there was always, I'd just time it, and Bino would be on talking college football, and I'd sit there until they got to a break. Like, He was, you know, we talk about the voice of God, the voices of different sports, you know, from the booth or whatever. And for me, Bino Cook was the guy. So you had that relationship is cool. A project I've undertaken and in this whole COVID thing and throughout, you know, we've lost so many people, the 3 degrees of separation, not even getting out to 6. It's been a scary number the last couple of weeks. Some losses close to us again, and folks that were instrumental in giving me some early reps to get better at this. So what I've taken on is I had some stationery made, and I'm just going out of my way to drop some notes to just say thanks and to catch up with all those folks to avoid those kind of situations, like you said there, right? You fell out of touch and you feel bad about that. So, you know, as we've been saying all along, right? If you family members, things are strained, friends you may have fallen out with, or, you know, you just have those, oh, we always fall into the same routines when we talk after a year. Well, if you haven't talked in a year, get in touch. Find out what's going on. Check in on them. Maybe they've won the lottery and they wanted to give you a cut and they haven't been able to find you. Or maybe they ask you for money. Whatever the case may be. Get in touch with your people. Look out. Check in on them. Make sure they're doing all right. But, yeah, I saw you start posting about Bino earlier, and it just made me smile. All those conversations that I'd heard, probably some of them were with you.
I'm sure.
That were being replayed at an odd time and whatever. But just, you know, the love of the game. And I hope that comes through for everybody listening out there. We truly enjoy what we get to do. We were fans like all of you, and this has become the vocation. And every night's a blessing to do it, and not to get all sappy and weird about it. But it's true. Like, you're thinking back on 10 years and we go through a week and you exhale sometimes because you've had to do tough stories. But you're like, at the end, most of the time we're talking about box scores and games and missed blocks and coaches who can't coach. Gase, Nagy, both employed by the Bears at one point. I mean, all of those things
that
come together. But just I'm now thinking about what else went on in your years there in the overnights, because you kind of had place to yourself because there was nobody around.
I got some stuff for the rest of the show that we can sprinkle in. But I'll tell you, because this is a story I've never told before, because I feel awful because it makes me look bad and it's my fault. But it ends very funny. Bino and I didn't have a great beginning when he first came on. Because when I first started the show, he was on with the previous host, Todd Wright. And yeah, then my producer said, yeah, you have Bino Cook on Mondays. I'm like, all right, great. You know, Bino is a college football institution. I'm like, all right, we have Bino on Mondays. And it took me a little bit to figure out, okay, how do we have the best interview with each other? Like, what do I have to say to push, you know, to get the best stuff out? And like the second or third time we had him on, because I would always have to tape the interview with Bino, because, you know, I'd come in early, tape the interview and run it later on, because my previous show, you know, all night was on really late. So, and Bino's not going to stay up until 11 o'clock at night. He goes, I'm asleep in my chair. It's like, oh, it's all right, Bino, we'll tape it. So we tape an interview, and it was just one of those times where he went really on, really long about a story, and I was like, oh, man, that's just, wow, this story is so long. Oh, my God. So I said, all right, you know, we finished it. I said, all right, Bino, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you next week. And it was kind of a weird, you know, kind of like that Rachel Nichols moment. Like, talked to my producer. He goes, hey, what do you think? I go, oh, man. I go, Bino just really went on and on with that story. I hope that's going to play all right. It was real. You know, he just kept talking about it, and I hope he could, you know, he would stop it at some point. Boy, okay. And then that was it, right? We did the shows rest of the week and everything else. And then, you know, next Monday comes and Bino comes on and my producer puts him on. And I go, hey, Bino, it's Jason. How you doing? He goes, all right. So I heard you last week rip me after we did the interview. And I said, what are you talking about? He goes, you were saying how I was going on and on and on and on. And I said, oh, really? He goes, yeah, apparently your producer didn't hang up the phone the right way. So all that conversation we had, Bino heard. Because my producer's got to press a button to hang up on it, right? And apparently, like, he either fat-fingered it or whatever. And like, oh, dude. So Bino heard me saying, oh, he just went on and on. And I said, oh, Bino, he goes, but that's okay. I have a stopwatch, and I'm going to time this. And if I get too long with a story, I'm going to hit stop on the stopwatch and wrap it up. And I was like, oh, my God, Bino, that is amazing. So we do the interview, of course, we do it. And then from then on, I mean, then that was it. Like, that was the big moment for us where I was like, oh, Bino, tell us, I got a stopwatch. And I can see him. He's telling a story. Click to start it. Tick, 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 tick. I've been telling this story for a while. Oh, my God. That was it.
When that's insane.
That, like, oh, my God. That was I've never told that story before because I feel awful about it. You know, but clearly I'm thinking in a host perspective. I got to make sure the interviews are good enough, you know, and everybody wants to stay and it's compelling. And I was like, boy, that story was long. Not that I haven't done that or anybody else hasn't done it, but you know,
no, not at all.
and my producer got to hang up. And then I said to my producer after, I go, so we'll make sure the phone's hung up from now on. He said, yeah, we'll make sure of that. I said, all right, good. But that was it. But that was the moment for Bino and I. Like, that was it. We're like, okay, now we, and then we were in it. And then the stuff he would say, and then off the air talking to him, his language would get so salty. You know what it's like watching Roy Kent on Ted Lasso? You know his cursing is coming, and it's hilarious.
Oh, this week's episode was fantastic.
I mean, that's Bino. Hey, Bino, what do you think? Steelers going to win this week? He goes, they're not going to beat that blankety blanking effing team. Are you kidding me? Their defense is blankety blank. I'm like, oh, what? I mean, that's what Bino
is
like.
Turn it on.
Like, just without the oi, you know, that Roy Kent has. I mean, but that was Bino. That was everything about him. He was the best, man. And I think about it. The only guest I had on my final show last night was Bino. And when I think about the final show, because I'll think about it now and again, you know, that's one of the first things that comes to my mind is, oh, man, Bino being the last guest and the journey we had all the way through. I mean, it was really something.
It's all about relationships, right? Yeah, I mean, we don't have a lot of guests on our show. It's they become friends of the show, which means sometimes they get a little bit loose, you know, like Cole ripping me last hour or
sure.
Glazer or Merriman or some of the guys that have been in the mix. Eric Dickerson famously all those years ago. Man, they're friends of the show, which means going to go a little sideways sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
But you're guaranteed to learn something and to have a laugh along the way.
Twitter at How About a Fresca? Mike gets swollen dome. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. I have a stopwatch. I'm going to tell. Oh, it was awesome. Running your own business requires a lot of running around, from bookkeeping to client meetings. You run it all. By the time you need to hire, you've run out of energy. Luckily, with Indeed Instant Match, you immediately receive a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description the moment you sponsor a job. According to Talent Nest, Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined. Hiring can finally run smoothly with Indeed. To learn more, visit indeed.com/credit. That's indeed.com/credit. Well, coming up next, Urban Meyer says, I'm not leaving for USC. Is he really telling the truth? Does USC really want to hire James Franklin? Oh, we got big-time college football insider news your way next right here on Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fox Sports Radio. Now I want to go play Guitar Hero. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend. His name is Mike Harmon. When a train hits a vehicle at a railway crossing, the results are often deadly, so be cautious at crossings, and if the signals are going, don't be tempted to try and sneak across the tracks. Even if you don't see a train, stop, because trains can't. Brought to you by NHTSA. Well, today Urban Meyer said, I am not going to USC. James Franklin could be on USC's radar. What's the truth all? Nobody better to talk to right now than the editor-in-chief, founder, grand poobah of collegefootballnews.com, your one-stop shopping for college football. Every single bit of preview and analysis you could possibly want. It's Pete Futak. He is on Twitter, of course, at Pete Futak. And I knew if I gave a long enough introduction, we'd eventually get Poison playing. Pete, what's happening, man?
All right, help me out here. Who is that? Was that like a Guar or something like that? Who was the other band that you had going there, the speed metal?
Tyshirt, what did you have there? What was that song?
My friend, that was System of a Down.
System of a Down with, what was that, Toxicity or Disorder?
BYOB.
No, System of a Down, Pete Futak. System of a Down.
You could say like Applebee's song or something like that. Look, as much as I was a hair metal guy back in the day, I never crossed that line over to the real speed metal world. It is a hole in my music resume somehow. I do apologize.
Plenty of time to catch up, Pete.
Yeah, it's okay. You know, start off with The Sound of Metal, the movie with Riz Ahmed, and then go on from there and see if you like speed metal.
I can't get there. It's just okay. You can't like everything, and I don't try. I've come to that conclusion at this point in my career.
Is that how you feel about Urban Meyer?
I like, you know, hey, look, I've always kind of liked Urban Meyer only because he's one-on-one. He's great at just sort of talking. He's just, I know there's issues. I know there's various other problems, but I've always kind of found him to be kind of cool. And he helped keep me into the fact that he knew with about 1,000% certainty that Ohio State was going to beat Oregon in the national championship game. So, like, I've always kind of liked the guy. He ain't leaving for USC. Look, I like this thought that the thing standing in between Urban Meyer and the USC job was Clay Helton being employed. Like, oh, now it's open. Oh, well, maybe now Urban Meyer. As if, like, at any one time, if Urban was like, yeah, I kind of want the gig. Okay, then let's go. You know, he would have been the USC coach at any time he wanted. He's not leaving movies for TV one game into his Jacksonville career.
No, he's not leaving one game in, but could he leave some point during the season? Is he going to? Is he really going to stay all the way? Going to pull a Bobby Petrino?
You know, look, he's right, and he said as much that the nice part about NFL is he just gets to coach football. He doesn't have to deal with 17-year-old kids and recruiting, and that's what kind of, you know, drives college coaches crazy. Either you really love that or you don't. And that's part of the reason why some of these guys, on the one side, if you're a college coach, you control everything. And for the control freak nature of those guys at that level, those alpha males, they just love that. If you want to make a team your way, you just do it. You have all the control in the world that you don't have in the NFL. The NFL, you just coach guys and coach football. They go home and you do it again the next day. And once you get that bug, you realize how much easier that life really is.
Of course, you know, the story out here is that you don't have control, right, in terms of your assistant coaching hires, et cetera. And for now, you have James Franklin with whatever the point was of what he had to say. Like, you can't believe anybody isn't at least taking calls if they're wanted.
Oh, first of all, let's get to that point really quick, is that you cannot ever, ever, ever say you're interested in doing anything else with your life but coaching that football team that you are currently the college football head coach of. You will never hear James Franklin or Luke Fickell or P.J. Fleck or any of these guys ever say anything other than, we want to be here for the rest of my career. I am happy here. Because the second you do, it kills recruiting, at least in their minds it does. So they will never say it, even though, of course, they were going to leave for USC if they get offered the job.
Are you buying James Franklin being USC's guy?
I think Luke Fickell's probably more the guy for right now. I am a huge James Franklin fan, just in every way possible, just because that gig is so different. It's not just about, you know, X's and O's and coaching and all that, which he's obviously got the chops. He's obviously good. Look, the guy took Vanderbilt to a bowl game. I mean, he won 9 games 2 years in a row at freaking Vanderbilt. And if you remember the Penn State side of things, when he took over, there was talk of death penalty. It wasn't going to happen, but there was at least discussion about it. They were on a bowl ban. He had nothing going on with that team. So he's been able to overcome a lot to really succeed with that program. And he has got the right personality. For whatever it's worth, you know better than anybody, that gig in L.A. is a different animal, especially at USC. And if you want to win over the fan base, you've got to have that personality. Just look what came out tonight. There's a theme coming out, video coming out with him and Keegan-Michael Key, where they're, you know, doing this thing at the team meeting. And just, you can just tell, he's just one of those guys who's gotten that personality for that gig.
Well, on the other side, you've got the UCLA Bruins, and Chip Kelly was once again equated to Wile E. Coyote, super genius, after the throttling of LSU. So all the USC honks and everybody that, you know, were spoon-feeding as the next powerhouse when the USC was back to number 14, suddenly they shoveled dirt on that program as quickly as they could and started wearing their blue and gold.
Exactly. Yeah, look, it's amazing how this works. And I kind of find, much as I just, you know, gushed over Urban Meyer and James Franklin, I generally do not like college football coaches, but I get it when it comes to the pressure that they're under because, look, you lose one freaking game to Stanford and that's it. That's the breaking point. And like you said, it's if that's it and that team up in Westwood starts to look good, then the alumni start hearing it from their friends. They get that one text, ha, 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 you know, we beat LSU, and what are you doing losing to Stanford? Yeah, then heads start to roll when it comes to that. So it's a tough job. That's why they get paid all that money.
Yeah, let me follow up with this real quick, Jason. I riddled the put this out Monday. It's like, what does it say? Do you have to have a meeting at Stanford that you've hit a point in your trajectory that a loss to you is considered the most damning thing of a coach?
Well, considering they got rocked the week before against Kansas State, and I do though think that there's no good time for to fire a college football head coach. If you fire him at the end of the season, then there goes any hope of a recruiting class, and it's a wait and see who's your coach going to be, all that kind of stuff, and it's basically a lost year. You fire him now, you still can't get a James Franklin or a Luke Fickle yet, but you can kind of know what's going to happen. So again, in the recruiting world, that helps, and you just set the tone going forward. Again, there's just no good way to do this. But look, Stanford's not that far removed from being a Pac-12 powerhouse. I mean, they had the one real clunker 2 years ago. Last year, they weren't that bad. And, you know, David Shaw's a heck of a head coach. And I said all along that 4-win total is one of the easiest gifts on the board this year. And, hey, they got one. I didn't think it was going to happen against USC, but they got one of them.
Hey, Pete, to get to look ahead to one of the big games this weekend now as the USC drama continues to play out. Florida's going to play two quarterbacks against Alabama this week. Did I miss that Steve Spurrier was taking over the Florida program again? Did I miss that?
Yeah, Doug Johnson and Jesse Palmer or whatever it was kicking in. That good
stuff. Danny Werfel and Terry Dean. Yeah, sure.
I was there. By the way, that is on my resume. I was there at the Auburn game when Terry Dean, Heisman candidate, got that was my first ever Florida Gators game. I went there with Gator fans. They lost, and nobody wanted to talk the rest of the weekend. But yeah, they're going to switch quarterbacks. They have the number two rushing offense in the country. This is interesting because Florida went from this high-powered passing attack where Kyle Trask put up better numbers last year on the same pace that Joe Burrow did during his massive 2019 season. He did it against all SEC teams. And now they're flipping to basically being, not Army, but they're got two running quarterbacks who can just take off at any time. I think this is a dangerous game. I last week we were talking, I kind of said to everybody, I picked Ohio State, but I'm like, watch out, because Oregon's one of the few teams that can run with Ohio State, and I love the 14 that they were getting off that. Same with this. I mean, there are a few teams that can athletically hang with Alabama. I think everybody kind of was overblowing that win over Miami, who isn't all that good. And for all we joke about, look at, Nick Saban going crazy because his team, didn't win by 75 against Mercer. He's kind of right. The guy knows what he's doing. And if he's seeing something that's kind of missing, it's because I think he sees that this isn't quite that be-all, end-all team yet like we think it is. And you lose two star linebackers, where they got more where that came from. But still, two star linebackers going against this running team. I don't think Florida wins, but I do not think they get their doors blown off.
Can Jack Plummer and company take down Notre Dame getting 7?
This Notre Dame team is impossible. And, fortunately last week for them, that no pollster has Peacock Network because nobody saw them play and then ranked them in the top 10 still, because that was just an awful performance. They're just not good. That defense is just not getting it done quite yet. There's no running game, and it starts with an offensive line that went through an overhaul. They recruited really well. They've got some superstar freshmen who are going to be NFL guys, but they're not there yet, and you can tell because they just are not able to pound away on Florida State. They couldn't handle their pass rush, and Toledo was even able to hold them down. So I think it's more about Purdue and their pass rush with George Karloftis, who's able to get in the backfield on a regular basis. I do think Purdue could pull this off. I kind of think Notre Dame finds it at the end and they win close, but I think that's going to be a fun, fun battle.
Hey, Pete, lastly, the big game, we talked about this game for a couple weeks, getting up to it. We watched Oregon beat Ohio State, and yeah, you were kind of all in on Ohio State if they were able to get out of the first 2 weeks without a loss. Now here they are at 1-1. Maybe Oregon's pretty good. What do you take away from that big game last week going forward?
How awesome is that? Look, it's nothing against Ohio State, nothing against Clemson. But look, we're 2 weeks in. We're in week three, and Ohio State has a loss. Clemson has a loss. You know, Georgia, as good as it is, you know, JT Daniels is probably going to play very soon, but he's already banged up with that core abdominal injury that's not going to be, you know, to go away right away. There's a lot of question marks out there. We're talking about Iowa now as a potential thing. We're talking about UCLA as a potential thing. Oregon is a factor on a national basis. You know, we'll see what happens out again. If Florida were to somehow upset Alabama, then all of a sudden everything goes haywire. And then, you know, before the season we talked, you know, who's going to win the college football playoff? Okay, it's going to be Alabama or Clemson, Ohio State, Oklahoma. Now it looks like there might be a shakeup a little bit, and it's going to make the season a whole lot more fun.
You can follow him on Twitter at Pete Futak. That is at Pete Futak. CollegeFootballNews.com is your one-stop shopping for everything college football. Pete, as always, buddy, appreciate it. And maybe next time we'll just bring you in with System of a Down from now on.
Yeah, go for it. Look, Guar right. Follows me. So throw some Guar in there, too, maybe. So
okay.
That'd be
sweet.
Awesome.
All right, there you go, Ty Shirt Guar. That's G-W-A-R. G-W-A-R.
Guap, got it.
Right, Guap. There goes Pete Futak. You know, Pete Futak, a guy that I've been talking to about college football now for the last, I don't know, 15 years. When I started All Night, you know, I mentioned earlier, you know, this is the 10-year anniversary of my final show on All Night. Pete was college football insider. Would have him on all the time from the beginning, from like 2005 on. And then, you know, I left, went to NFL Network, came back. And Pete Futak again for the past 6 and 7 years.
Pete's been my guy for probably about as long. So
I don't know that there's more people I've talked to over the course of my life that's not a family member than Pete Futak. I mean, really, it's been every week for like 6 years, then a 3-year break, and now the last seven. It's like I knew him, and then he went away to college, and then he came back, and now, you know, now we're back, right? Like when you go away to college, you miss people for a little while, and now maybe we're out of touch for here and there. But no, he was there for it. He went to college 3 years, came back, and now it's Pete and I again, and you and me.
See, there awesome. It is.
Yeah.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend. His name is Mike Harmon.
Yeah.
When a train, it's a vehicle at a railway crossing, the results are often deadly. Be cautious at crossings, and if the signals are going, don't be tempted to try and sneak across the tracks, even if you don't see a train stop, because trains can't. Brought to you by NHTSA. Well, there's a story today in the NFL about a player who's going to miss the game Sunday. There's a little bit of drama to it, but the fact that it's kind of a meh story and the drama doesn't push the buttons for you, move the needle like it used to, this is the day when you realize that Odell Beckham Jr. is no longer a star. Right? He's gone from being one of the white-hot megastars in the NFL. Now he is just a guy. And the story that, hey, Odell Beckham's going to miss Sunday's game. Oh, okay. He missed last week. Okay. Can he play? There's been no setback. Okay. He had a cryptic tweet quoting Drake lyrics about being real and having secrets. Oh, okay. I mean, really, that's been the reaction to this story, where a couple of years ago, if he's going to miss a game and there's not a statement on it and Odell is doing something really cryptic on social media, it's all we're talking about. What does Odell mean? Does he want out? Does he want to trade? What if he was here? What if he was there? And since that, this story has been met with, it's a line in a summary that if you have him on your fantasy team, you're not playing him. You got to find somebody else. Right? Odell is just a guy. I mean, since he's gone to Cleveland, this is what happens sometimes when you leave New York and he wasn't happy and he was a guy that caused controversy. The Giants were done with his act. He goes to Cleveland. And his first game, he wears a watch on the field. I can't believe the guy's wearing a watch. That was a big story. But then all his stories became a little bit less, say, we're not paying as much attention. He's fined for wearing the Joker cleats. He punches Marlon Humphrey. But when you have declining numbers and you are injury prone, remember he had core muscle surgery, tore his ACL, and missed declining numbers last year. That's going to be it for you. You put those in, the declining production, the injuries, not even the assorted off-the-field silliness or the things that made Odell Beckham Jr. a front-burner story for the longest time really matter anymore. Oh, yeah, Odell's not playing. Ooh, he put cryptic Drake lyrics up. Okay. Hey, what's Zach Wilson doing right now? I mean, that's really, it's what it is with Odell Beckham Jr. And it's not that he's not still a good football player. Can he still be okay? I think so. Did the Browns absolutely need him? No. I mean, he makes the team a little bit better because you have to account for Odell Beckham Jr. when he's on the field. But the Browns did pretty well last year without him. And, you know, right now he's a guy that the Browns are looking at going, man, the guys we can bring in, we can get out from under that contract. The guys we can bring in. That's what Odell Beckham Jr. is right now. He is no longer a star. He was a big white hot superstar for a while, but now he's just a guy.
Well, and that's the hard part. You know, everybody hits that stage, right? You go back to the years he had coming into the league, 14, 15, 16, incredible and off the charts, an injury season in 17, comes back with a better season in 2018. But you look at the touchdown totals, they've been down. The explosive plays down. Back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons in 18 and 19. And then the injury-prone 20, and I'd predicted before the injury issues occurred last year that it would be Jarvis Landry to lead the team along with the run game, right? Short, intermediate passes, guy who's the best of the route runners. And with Odell Beckham Jr., one of the big things for Baker Mayfield was not to be myopic and buy into any of the noise. Not that it was necessarily coming from Odell. I don't want anybody to confuse that. Is that the outside expectations and wishing, wanting, hoping that Odell Beckham Jr. would go back to being the 12 or 13 touchdown guy averaging 15 yards a catch that he was early in his career. That just wasn't going to happen, especially with Chubb and Kareem Hunt there to help balance things. And really, Baker Mayfield doesn't have to wing the ball all around the yard most weeks. Kansas City notwithstanding, and those last couple of drives where it was suddenly on his arm, and that's been talked at ad nauseum over the course of the week, so we'll just leave it there. But for Odell Beckham Jr., yeah, he's a part of the machine, and if he can stay healthy, he's part of the machine, but he's not the star anymore. Doesn't have the same glitz, glam, Mets gala kind of bravado that he had once upon a time.
I mean, just look at him. The last time he was truly great, like, when was the last time that Odell Beckham Jr. was a great player? We look at, boy, he was really great. The last time he was great was 2016.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the last time he was great. He's like Cam Newton. You fans are still under the illusion. Even last year when the Patriots signed Cam Newton, it was, and I say it all the time, whoa, people are putting his highlights with the Panthers. If this is the Cam Newton the Patriots are getting, they're going to win the Super Bowl. Dude, it's been 5 years since Cam Newton's been great. 5 years. 5 years. He's been injured, ineffective. He's not going to be great. And now after 1 year, he's out of a job, and he's probably not going to play in the NFL again. Odell Beckham, the last time he was great was 2016, because then he was injured, and then he had a down year from what he had had previously, and then he was injured again. And now he's injured again to start the season. The last time he was great was 5 years ago. All right. And the thing is, the guy's still young enough to be a great wide receiver. He'd still be young enough if he had still been able to stay on the field, been able to find a way to put numbers up, getting another huge contract the next time he's up for a big deal. He could still get that next big deal. Instead, now, who's going to pay him? The Browns are going to try to get out of what's going on with him. And then where's he going to go where he's going to get paid? Nobody. He's not going anywhere. I mean, really, he's the Cam Newton of 2021. The last time he was great was 5 years ago.
Yeah, he's a guy, though, but with the need for as many wideouts as you have on most rosters, if he's willing to play for minimal money and can stay healthy, he'll have a spot. But the days of that 2016 Odell, long gone.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. Coming up next, we'll tackle one of the big quarterback controversies in the NFL. This is Fox.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.